Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a show where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our embarrassing stories. We tell your embarrassing stories. We love it when you tell your own embarrassing stories. We're here to bring laughter and levity to your day because God knows we need that right now.
We need it. I'm Mary Kate.
I'm Katie.
Let's turn Beat Red.
That was a very scary intro, but we're going to leave it because that's the way it goes.
We have to leave that.
You know what I realized when I was driving over here? I was like, oh my God, when this airs, I'm going to be driving. I'm going
to
be driving cross country. That's so crazy.
I haven't processed it yet.
I know.
I haven't processed it that you're just, I'm going to go to bed at night and you're just not going to be in the same city. Even though that's just something you take for granted with your friends, you know? You're just like, oh my God, that's like my bestie. She's in Sunland. I never see you.
Meeting you
else.
Every week and laughing with you. I mean, we're still going to meet. We're just going to do it long distance, but it's definitely going to be a big
hole
in my heart.
You have always
spend birthdays together.
You have always been my champion.
You're my champion.
Y'all, when I didn't think I was going to get married or have kids, Katie was there being like, yes, you are. No, you're going to have a gray house. You're going to have kids.
Right.
You're going to have a husband. And I was like, whatever. And then 2 years later, everything came through. But
true.
I mean, you need a friend like that.
You.
That's who you
you're
are.
My
That's
champion
how we'll always
too.
Be. Yeah, always be your champion.
You're the freaking best. And I love you. And yeah, I realized, I was like, oh my God, because we're recording these early so that we don't have a big lag when I move. But yeah, I'm going to be on the road driving, which is nuts. And I thought of another embarrassing thing, which I don't know if I've told on this podcast. I don't think I have. If I'm repeating myself, I'm sorry. But we are 76 episodes in, so it's bound to happen.
I know.
Let's get real. But I was talking to a friend about like wardrobe malfunctions, and I was like, oh my God, I don't think I've told that on the podcast. So my niece, Taylor, when she got married, we flew in for the wedding. It was in Delaware. And like pretty much raced to get there. It was a race against time. When we landed, we like drove in. I had this amazing 60s silk like leopard jumper that I wore.
Gorgeous.
It sounds weird, but it's cool.
It sounds gorgeous.
It's very cool. Belted, like the whole thing. That was my first time wearing it, so I wasn't aware of what would become a situation.
Was it vintage?
It was vintage.
Thrift it? Okay.
I didn't thrift it. I bought it online, but it was vintage. It was a 60s piece, just gorgeous. So anyway, we got there, Russian. So I'm already like, you know, whatever, sit down. And then I go to the restroom to, you know, powder my nose, as you do.
Powder your nose.
And I get in there, and I get it unzipped, and I pee, as you do. And
you shoot powder nose.
Then I realize I cannot get it zipped back up.
No.
It has stuck on, like, you know, when you pull too fast, it's like silk, it's delicate, and it is stuck.
Is it zipped up the front or back?
The back.
How the hell
but
even...
it's like stuck at the bottom, and it goes all the way down to my butt. So I realize that I am stuck in the bathroom, didn't take my phone. Even if I did have my phone, I can't have my husband come in the bathroom.
What
I mean, I have
do?
Other family members. I just had to wait until my sister came in the bathroom.
So you're just like, trying to like zip it up?
Yes, and I couldn't. I could
but
not get it unstuck. It wasn't broken.
Was like, you could just
she had
it
to like, I couldn't do it from that angle, you know? Like
Damn.
There was just no way. So
that's...
I had to just wait it out and she came in and zipped me up. But I was like, how many jumper malfunctions?
We have not
have
had a lot
had.
Of those stories, but
yeah.
Yes, no, those are the worst. Or if your zipper breaks and you can't.
Thankfully, it wasn't broken for the night because I would have been devastated. It was my first time wearing
someone go to the sewing shop and give me some clothespins.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I've never felt lonelier when I was single than when I was at the beach because I couldn't get suntan lotion on my back. So the amount of times that I got my back scorched was like, I can't even count on
Did
one
you
hand.
Do the like reach around with the spray and just try to like
I didn't
spray
ever had
yourself?
Spray.
Oh, yeah.
I had a bad experience with spray one time. I like basically looked like I had the chicken pox. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Allergic to it. But.
Well, it's supposed to be really bad for you.
Or like when you can't zip up your dress when you're going out, you're like, honey, can you? There's no honey. And you're like, you collapse on the ground.
Yeah, you got to do that like safety pin trick where you.
Yes, or your hanger.
Yeah.
Just, you know, but I mean. I'm
but
like,
I had neither of those things in this moment.
No, you didn't
I
have
was
that
just
stuff.
Stuck waiting. Thankfully, my sister came in. I'm
luckily.
Help me.
She's like, where have you been? It's been 3 hours.
Yeah, they're like, what are you doing in there?
Warp.
What are you doing?
Oh, that is embarrassing. That's a really good
but
one.
Yeah, I just thought of it. How was your week?
Oh, girl, I'm trying to think of like what I needed to tell you. Okay, look, spoiler alert, by the time people hear this, the Gilded Age will be over. But I need to just let this out.
What is that on?
It's on HBO.
Oh, okay.
There's something that happened. This is a spoiler that made me laugh so hard, and I just need your opinion about it. There are two men walking down the street. They're talking. One's building the other one up. He's like, I'm going to invest in all your businesses. And the guy's like, amazing. And then the guy like gets in the street, turns around. And John, who's watching The Gilded Age with me, God bless him. I'm so happy he's doing it. But he's like not a fan. But he's just sitting next to his loved one and just thinking like we're bonding right now.
Yeah.
So John turns to me and goes, is he going to get hit by a – and as he says truck, like it – this guy who's standing in the street gets plowed.
Oh, no.
Katie, I fell off the couch laughing so hard. I do not know why. I think it was like the element of surprise.
Yeah.
But it was also just like, why? There's no reason for that. Why did they do that to that
it
character?
It wasn't pivotal to the story at all.
No. They just were like, we don't need him anymore.
He's done.
They ran him over.
It was like a cartoon.
And it was. It was like, he was like, whoa. And it was CGI him like lifting through the air. And then he falls on the ground. Didn't fall far. And then he's dead. He's just dead.
Don't watch Gilded Age is what you're saying.
I'm saying I'm definitely going to watch it.
Is this the first season?
No, it's the fourth season.
That's how far. Okay, see, I don't love period pieces. They're not really my go-to.
No,
but
I get it. Yeah. I like it because I think of my mom. Mm. I think my mom, it reminds me of my mom. And like, just that kind of
stuff.
Your
mom's from the 1800s.
My mom was alive in the 1800s. Oh, I'm sorry, mom. She wasn't. But she like loves period
it's
pieces.
It's ancient and it reminds me of my mother.
Yeah, she's like, you know, we all swoon over a man in the corner with tea, like shaking and ready to propose to like the pretty girl who he's never talked to before. And he's like, do I, dare I? And
that's just, so cute.
We're so obsessed. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's
yeah.
good.
Yeah. So that was my week. I just sort of laughed at really at people's hardships on TV shows.
Amazing. Do you want me to start? Should I kick us off?
Do it.
Should I get this party
started? Get it going, girl. Just get us rolling.
Okay. My first story comes from Martha, and she writes,
Martha.
When I was in high school, I was kind of a goody two shoes, but also popular and a cheerleader and very much the teacher's pet. Mm. I loved and respected my English teacher, and he thought very highly of me and how hard I tried in class, and everyone knew I was the favorite. One day, his nephew, who was a cop, came to the school to give a dare-type speech about not doing drugs, getting into trouble, etc. Because I sat front row and center, we made a lot of eye contact.
Awkward.
Later that night, my boyfriend, yes, he was the captain of the football team, we are a total cliché, wanted to take me to the local Mountain View parking spot where couples made out and more. Ooh, the local parking spot. It was going to be my first time, and I was really nervous, but I really liked him and decided I was ready. We got to the spot and started making out, and before I knew it, we were taking our clothes off and having sex.
In the car.
I mean, that's many teenagers' first time is in the car.
Yeah.
Because you don't have anywhere to go. You got to hide from your parents.
You go in the car.
The windows were fogging up, and we were both completely distracted when a flashlight shined in our window.
Ah.
And there was a stern knock. We were both so startled to see a police officer.
Dude.
I raced to cover myself up with my clothing. And when we rolled the window down, the police officer looked at me and said, I know you. I couldn't believe it. It was my teacher's nephew and the same cop I had seen earlier at school. My face turned bright red, but that wasn't my greatest embarrassment. The next day after school, my teacher asked for me to stay after the class so I could talk to him. He started going on and on about contraception and babies and how I need to think about my future, what this all means, etc.
Oh, no.
The whole school found out about it because my boyfriend bragged to everyone about what had happened. I was so embarrassed, but mostly that my teacher found out because he was someone that I really liked and respected, and I no longer felt like the teacher's pet.
First of all, amazing that there used to be makeout mountains. Probably still are, but like just like you're like making out, and you turn to your
like
car
the lookout
next to you
point.
Is like bumping and grinding. Yeah. The car over there is fogged up.
I know. I do think that is a funny thing that there's like that designated spot because I feel like I would want to, but I guess it was just like a thing or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would want to go somewhere that wasn't a designated spot.
Yeah, I wanted to go like in the woods with like a, like a class.
But there were,
there were
designated places and where you went to get it on.
Well, you went to do it. But I think that too, if you're that cop, you know what's going on in there. There's a million other cars around there. Everyone's doing the same thing, dude. Like, turn around, walk away. Nothing to see here. Go break up a fight down the street.
Nope. He's getting that indecent exposure ticket on.
In a way. Yeah. And then
it's an easy score for him. He's like picking them off like right and left, you know?
Yeah. He's like, I've filled my quota for the day. But like the boyfriend, why are you going to go tell everybody? That's so bad.
Because it's so cool, man. He got laid.
But you're the girl and you're like, oh, or the person, the other person in the situation. And you're thinking, oh, my God, this is so romantic.
It was a special, magical moment. Yeah.
And then people are like, oh, so I hear you wore, you know, like Snoopy underwear. And you're like, what the hell? You know what I mean? That's so.
Snoopy underwear.
Don't like it.
Dying.
Don't like it.
Deceased. That's the name of this episode.
That is an embarrassing story because, you know, you have a special bond with the teacher. Teacher knows you had sex.
It's awkward when someone that, you know, holds you in high regard that you also respect, you know, you are just being a teenager. There's nothing wrong with anything you did. But suddenly you're like, oh, they see me differently. That's awkward.
But maybe he was trying to still be her mentor by saying, hey, have safe sex or you're going to ruin your future. Meaning you're going to change it drastically.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's embarrassing. If I hear that knock on the window, I just drive away. I like nakedly get in the car, bam, put it in reverse. I'm out. I'm driving naked.
And you're gone.
Yeah. Squeal my tires or I leave them in the dust. Leave them one more. Okay. This is from Karen Manager on Reddit. And she writes, it's 2008. I had been recently broken up with and was devastated. The ex-boyfriend had a beautiful Harley Davidson Softail motorcycle that we often would go on rides on the weekend on. It was one of my favorite things in the relationship. I was wallowing in my own self-pity on my 30th birthday when I decided to buy my own bike at Los Angeles Harley Davidson.
Oh, wow.
How cool is that?
Good for her. Like, I'm not into motorcycles at all.
Well,
she is. I hate them, but good for her.
So she bought a Harley. Yes, I had a motorcycle license, but my sole intent of having that was just to be a more knowledgeable passenger. I purchased a glamorous-looking black and silver Sportster Harley Davidson that I partially chose because I had thigh-high boots that matched it.
Wow.
She's
a biker, babe.
I know. We don't buy motorcycles because they match our thigh-high boots.
Or do we?
Wisdom, thankfully, has come
with age. That's how I would buy it, honestly.
Well, I decided I was going to head to the Pacific Coast Highway to Malibu on the most beautiful summer Sunday morning as a single 30-year-old woman.
But also, like, Harleys are not cheap. They're super expensive.
She's 30 years old and she bought a Harley.
Yeah.
Get after it. She's got the thigh-high boots to match. I don't think that's a very safe thing to wear, but anyways, especially if they're high heels. But I suited up in my thigh-high boots, low-slung True Religion jeans, and a black tube top.
Amazing.
My black thong, known as a whale tail, slightly peeked out, because you can picture it, right?
Oh, yeah, that is the uniform of 2008.
I know.
We were all whale tailing it.
I braided my platinum long hair extensions into two braids and wore a bandana under my half helmet.
She sounds hot.
This girl is cruising. In hindsight, I was absolutely dressed inappropriately. She had a black tube top on. She's riding a motorcycle.
No, you got to get a jacket.
You got to get it. Yeah.
A leather jacket at least.
Some kind of pads.
Some chaps.
some chaps and a tube of chapstick. Was around 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning, so the freeways were a little less impacted in downtown Los Angeles, but there were so many families on their way to church. I noticed about a mile on the 405 freeway, I was getting thumbs up and honks. I was so nervous that I was just clenching the handlebars and refused to make eye contact with anyone who honked. It was my first time riding a motorcycle on a freeway.
Oh, the 405? That's your first pick? That's
yeah,
the worst
what
freeway
are you
ever.
Doing with your thigh-high boots?
That is terrifying.
You bring it back. And your whale tail? The honks and thumbs up continued, and I was still extremely nervous, grasping the handlebars and scanning the road ahead. A few miles later, I noticed my tube top had slid down to my waist.
Oh, no.
I had not worn a bra.
She's free boobing it out there
on
the highway.
She free boobed it. That's it. That's all she wrote.
Free boobing on the freeway.
So she's just like, oh, oops, and pulls up her tube top. But the whole time she's just like riding her Harley with her boobs out.
I love it. I love it. She had her headlights on. She was flashing everybody.
She had her headlights going.
She was on a highway to hell. I love it.
Highway to hell embarrassment. Embarrassment hell.
Amazing. Okay, my next story comes from Quora, and Maronke Juan writes.
Yes.
I met this guy 5 years ago and we dated for 3 months. But during that period, I noticed he doesn't like spending money. Mm. cheap wad.
Yeah.
Before he could get someone anything, he would have calculated everything, known the exact price,
ew,
and knows how to beat the price down, gross, a little if he wasn't comfortable with it.
So he's like a...
He's a cheapskate. He's a hardcore
cheapskate. But then he's going to barter at a store if he's trying to buy something out?
Yeah, if you're going to be frugal, don't do it with your date. Okay, it's gross.
Don't do it.
I wasn't really okay with his attitude. We spoke about it, and he promised to change. On the 14th of February, 2016, that happens to be Valentine's Day, he took me out to a restaurant that was packed with so many couples. He told me I could order anything I wanted, as he would be treating me specially due to the season of love, and oh, he would do anything for me.
Okay, that's sweet.
I ordered a plate of rice and chicken and a bottle of Coke. I'm like, that sounds like a really cheap date, to be honest. Yeah. Like, that's not
that's
even...
like 20 bucks.
Yeah, if that. Depending on where you are, $20 in LA.
She's like, you spoil me, $20.
And he ordered the same thing. We got our food and we ate it in silence. I'm like, that's,
ew,
a, red,
silence.
That's a red flag right there.
Oh, because he was so pissed that she ordered that?
I don't know. She was probably already like, oh my God.
What am I, a millionaire?
When it came time to pay, he called one of the servers over, and when his bill was passed to him and he saw the bill, the roof was brought down.
What?
He started shouting at the top of his lungs about how much he suffered to make ends meet, how the waiter was trying to scam him, and how he wasn't going to pay because he was clearly given the wrong bill.
I am so pissed off right now. I'm
your
on the date.
Your face
on
is
the date,
livid,
appalled. Staring, yes, at this human.
It is beyond, that's,
it's
so embarrassing.
Valentine's Day, and then he's like, oh my God, I'm not paying you $40.
Yeah.
And the waiter, what's the waiter supposed to do?
And like, also though, this is a funny story too, because it's like secondhand embarrassment, but it's you are the one getting embarrassed, but you didn't do anything. You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
you're getting embarrassed because you're on a date with this person. That's humiliating. I would be mortified.
When you're the person who's with someone who doesn't get embarrassed and you get all, it just like deflects off them onto you, it's even worse.
That would be the moment that I straight up got up and walked away.
Same.
Yeah. Right?
I'd be like for
what?
Nothing.
Like, fuck off.
Yeah.
This is the worst. Ugh. I was so embarrassed. I had to cover my face in shame. What I hadn't realized up until this point was that my ex-boyfriend was also at the same,
no,
restaurant watching the entire scenario.
That's so humiliating. That's terrible. With this Valentine's yes, day. Oh my God. Yes. Oh my
Your
God.
Face. It's
what?
So bad. It's so bad.
What happened? What happened?
As I stood up to calm the idiot down, I heard my ex-boyfriend laughing mischievously.
I hate this guy.
He walked past me and said he wasn't angry I left him. So she dumped him. But he was angry I decided to date someone that would embarrass me at even the slightest opportunity.
Okay, that does kind of... That does kind of land hard.
Yeah, right? Like, she dumped
You're like,
him.
You dumped me for this piece of trash?
Yeah, and then he's, like, laughing his ass off in the corner. Like, this is what you dumped me for? This guy who won't even pay for your $20 chicken meal? Like, yeah.
Meanwhile, I've got, like, Dom Perignon over here.
It sounds like it's like a Zanku chicken,
Zanku,
so I don't
chicken.
Think so.
That's where I pictured it, too. Goes. I totally pictured them at Zanku chicken.
It's Zanku chicken.
With a waiter, for some reason, like a really fancy
waiter.
Oh,
that's true. I guess they wouldn't have a waiter there, so. With that, I was forced to foot the bill, and I hurriedly left the restaurant.
She had to pay for it?
Yes, he wouldn't pay for it and was freaking out, so she just paid it.
Wait, what does he expect from the night?
I know.
What is he expecting?
It is Valentine's Day, and he told her, order anything you want, and then she ordered.
I'm going to spoil you for the season of love.
Like, how much can chicken and rice ever be? At the nicest restaurant, it's like $40. At the nicest restaurant.
Okay, so
And you better save up at least $100 for Valentine's Day dinner. Okay?
At least. I mean, if not, you know what? Go cook her some dinner. Cook
exactly,
her,
or the, make her dinner. It doesn't need to be, but if you're telling her I'm taking you out and you can spend anything, like, that is not the attitude.
Wait, so did she just leave him there? Please.
So she left the restaurant. My date caught up with me at the car park and said, thank you. I fired back at him and warned him never to call my phone again.
Yes.
And I broke up with him immediately.
Oh, good, good, yeah. Good. Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's so embarrassing. That's it. That I love that. That's almost like
the
as
boyfriend
good as
detail, though, is
the guy
like
getting
so
run
good.
Over. Yeah. It's almost as funny because I mean, she's like getting like there fielding that, and then she looks over, and then this guy is with another date, like laughing.
She
in her
heard
face.
Him laughing. Yeah,
she heard him laughing. She's yeah. like, "What is that familiar sound?"
Wait, I know that guy's laugh.
How do I know that's a beautiful melody? What? Oh,
it's mellifluous sound.
It's a guy dumped. Oh, yeah. That is a great story.
It's a good one.
Oh, I
don't
love
be a cheapskate. Okay,
don't be. It sounds like that guy has anger management issues.
Yeah.
He also probably, like,
I know the poor server that literally just delivered the bill and is getting screamed at, like,
yeah.
So awkward.
Like,
so
I had to, like,
embarrassing.
Walk back to, like, his, you know, branch that he sleeps under at night.
Yeah.
It was like, mm-mm-mm. I better get back on the apps. Okay. This is from Half Soul 30 from Reddit. And he says, oh, man, I'm 33 and it happened last year on my birthday. I went to a local bar that I go to regularly, but this time I invited my dad. I love to do karaoke, so he wanted to watch. I go up, I do my song, and it all went well. Oh, that's the end of the story.
Beautiful. Yeah, I'm so curious what the song was.
Me too. And he didn't say. What song do you want it to be? Making my way downtown, walking around. Okay. At the end, the DJ tells me to stay on stage, and then my dad joins me. I'm tripping a little, but like, okay, he wants to do a duet, and I can do this. But that wasn't it. He makes a speech about how he loves me so much, and it's my birthday.
No.
And then he hands me an envelope with a fake crayon check for $20,000 that's supposed to be a down payment on a house.
Wait, it's a fake check?
He gives him like a piece of paper with $20,000 scribbled on it.
But is that what he's really giving him? It's a symbol on him?
And the crowd of 200 goes wild. I was frozen. They do have a settlement that's going to net them a couple million at some point. So it was a gesture that will eventually happen. But still, I hated that moment with a passion because he's up there singing karaoke.
This is just a local karaoke bar he goes to.
And then his dad's just like, hey, everybody, hold up. And he gives him a piece of paper
that's
with $20,000.
So awkward.
Scribbled on it.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, clearly that's his gift. I'm sure it went through, but.
No, that's really awkward.
Still, though, it's good
and it's
to have
pretty
a dad
inappropriate. Like, it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing because, like, yeah. why don't you just tell him, you know, the next time he shows
that's
up.
That's not to announce to a karaoke bar.
That's,
yeah.
You know, that's I really do wish that taste. He was then said, let's sing a duet too.
Yeah, they did like Linda Ronstadt.
they did like Dolly Parton, like
Islands in the Stream. That's a great one. That's a good one.
I want to sing that with my dad.
Okay, the next story is anonymous, and he writes, this story won me over $200 from bets. I started working for a Fortune 500 company in the spring of 2012. The company was the largest of its kind in the U.S. at that time. The company used an employee directory system to communicate with Skype or a similar application. I was given a company laptop, phone, and hotspot to use during my training week. From home, I was asked to attend an online workshop given by the regional training director so I would log into Skype with my company profile and join the chat room. As the host of the chat, the user can choose to speak through the microphone, use the webcam, or display his desktop to the entire chat room. I log in on time for the chat from my home office. I mute the laptop's microphone and disable the webcam. As I'm taking notes, I start to feel the urge to use the restroom, but I can't miss this lecture. My new boss was depending on me to learn the information as quickly as possible and report back my notes. So I make the decision of taking the laptop to the bathroom and placing it on my lap while I take care of business.
Is that camera on?
It's so gross.
Is this camera on?
Just wait. So you're gonna find out.
And is a microphone on?
Good plan. I get back to my office and realize as I was carrying the laptop down to the bathroom, I had accidentally enabled the laptop's webcam. 200 people in the chat room watched in horror as I carried the camera to the bathroom, placed it on the ground, and pulled down my pants.
No!
The camera was right on the action with a beautiful view right down Main Street. I had to put it...
right down Main Street.
I had to put it right under my ass as I needed to reach it when I sat down. Everyone saw the whole entire shit from start to finish. To make matters worse. It's so terrible.
That is too terrible.
It is literally angled upward
at you. That's
going
to give me a nightmare.
And they saw you pull your pants on. They said they saw his entire butthole. To make matters worse, I set the laptop down to wipe my ass in the same position. I can only imagine the men and women's horror as I placed the laptop on the sink ledge and turned around to wipe my shitty ass with my dick and balls swinging with each wipe.
What is happening? What is happening?
All of it. Front and center on the camera.
You have to quit. What would you do?
Listen.
My face hurts.
It's not done.
My face hurts.
I do this thing where I bend my knees and squat to make sure my cheeks are far enough apart to really get a good clean wipe.
Are you kidding? What is that?
They all fucking saw that too.
He's like, okay, and we're dipped, yes. And you slipped.
Yes.
That is so crazy.
They saw it all. They saw it all. Imagine what these 200 people are like, just mouth agape, staring in horror, seeing the actual shit, buttholes, dick and balls, all of it.
You can,
all
of Katie, why are you doing this to me?
It's a good thing she's on a leather couch, you guys.
You keep like getting back to the dick and balls swinging around.
Because you said it's very visual. Also, everyone knew who it was because the application uses your picture and your full name so other employees can connect with you. I was mortified.
Okay. Thanks for adding that you were mortified because I wasn't sure for a second.
I closed the laptop, called my boss, and quit on the spot.
You have to quit.
I drove my company's items to his office and gave them to him before leaving. I didn't say a word. I never gave him a reason for quitting, as I figured he'd find out soon enough. I've never heard from anyone from the company since.
Oh my God. Okay, so
that's the worst Zoom, besides like the naked ones and whatever. Like, that's the worst Zoom. Somebody to actually watch beginning to end, you taking an entire shit and doing your weird squat to wipe your butt cheeks. Like, they saw all of it.
You put the laptop open on the sink, and then you turn
pointing up angled at your butthole. Like, it's so bad. Like, he might as well have shat on the computer screen, because that's what he almost did. He almost put it underneath of himself, like a viewing, like a little like a glass bottom boat, and he almost shit directly onto their faces.
If he did that, I would have just. I mean, this is just too much. I can't. This is too much. I have to say, okay, I am so sorry that happened to that person. That is the funniest story I've ever. That is one of the funniest stories I have ever heard.
This is the closest she's come to peeing herself, I have to say.
I am clenching my PN right now. I cannot get up and walk after this. I'm going to have to I need a catheter or something.
Thank you for sharing that, Anonymous.
Yeah,
you can see why. I'd be anonymous too. Shit.
Oh, if you were in that call, can you call and
tell us if you were in the call, because that's pretty great.
I want
to
know.
No, don't expose them, but you can give your side of it and maybe something happened to you.
Yeah, let's hear what you
maybe did one of those 200 people was into it.
What if they like blew up the screen?
Maybe they were like a two girls, one cup. Like, yeah, maybe one of them was into it. But what if they thought it was on purpose? Like, that is also, like, so awkward.
You know, this is a unifying experience, this podcast, I will say. Because you're sitting there, you're nervous for your job interview, you're nervous for your wedding, you're nervous for your first day of school, you're nervous for your date on Valentine's Day.
That lead to accidents.
But then you realize that just in someone else's life, they accidentally left their camera on, and then some 200 people saw them take a shit.
Yeah, you getting like butthole. Having a cheap date's not so bad now. Huh?
No. Yeah, exactly. That is just
whatever's happened to you, it's probably not worse than this.
I have to say a special thanks to Anonymous for sharing that story.
It's so good.
That has made me smile.
Yeah. That gave us joy. And you two were sure.
Oh my God. I can't even follow that. This is not gonna be
good. You gotta do it.
You
gotta follow it.
I wish we could just end the podcast right there. Like, and that's our show.
But it's not.
Okay, here we go. So this is from Reddit, an unhinged gateway writes, when I was a teenager, I used to spend a week at a local boarding school every summer for a music program. It's essentially loads of kids who play instruments learning some songs for 6 days before a performance. You were allowed to go until age 18, which I'd planned to do until the summer I was 16.
Mm.
As you can imagine, locking up a bunch of 16-year-olds together and making them spend day and night in each other's company meant it always got messy.
Mm-mm.
People always, quote, fell in love, unquote, or, quote, had sex behind the sports bar.
Whoops.
I mean, sports hall, unquote. Mm. I was not immune to this. I, quote, fell in love, unquote, with a boy called Owen. On the final day, when we were all changed into our concert clothes, dresses for the girls, suits for the boys, Owen was upset about something. An annoying girl I'd been forced to share a room with the last 5 years called Ella dragged him off, being like, he just needs me. I understand him. This is a girl who showed me a video of her mice having sex.
Oh, that took a turn.
And used to stand up in the canteen and sing, then expected applause.
Oh.
Anyway, I digress. Ella eventually brought Owen back, and he did look happier. I went over to ask if he was okay, and he said yes and asked for a hug. I was obviously thrilled. That was the end of the story.
Oh.
It's not. Mm. I gave him a hug, and then Ella joined it. And before I knew what was happening, every kid there about our age was in this big group hug. Maybe 25 of us.
They're trying to have an orgy? What's happening?
Then they started getting down. Then one boy broke away and pushed the group as hard as he could.
Oh, that's nice.
We all steadily fell over. And because I was in the center, I felt myself being dragged off my feet. I concluded to not fight and just let it happen. When everyone eventually started to climb off, I looked around for Owen, only to realize I was straddling his face in my dress with no tights on. She slid all the way with the group,
my
and
God.
Her vagina was in his face.
Wow.
With her underwear.
Yeah.
I climbed off as all his mates laughed their heads off. I said, sorry. Owen looked me dead in the eye and said, your vagina smells funny.
Oh, my God. That's horrible. That is horrific. That is, like, up there with the worst embarrassing things ever, like, in front of everyone.
Oh, yeah. He said, your vagina smells funny.
That's horrible.
She says, I think I died in that moment. I was so embarrassed.
Oh, sweet baby.
This is the embarrassment, Jeannie, like, deciding that you're going to hug the guy you like. Then everyone's going to hug. Then someone's going to push the hug over. Then you're going to slide up to the guy's face with your vagina in his face.
That would be one thing. Then that would just be, like, awkward. But the fact that he shamed
that's
her
awful.
In front of everyone.
I don't know why I would say that.
And she's 16, poor sweet baby.
Yeah, she didn't
that just, like,
that
breaks
camp.
My heart. That's horrible.
That breaks my heart, too. But I have to say, the whole logistics of it, like, she slid all the way up.
No, what are the odds?
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
And it's really embarrassing.
It's horrible.
Terrible.
Okay, my last story comes from Cup of Joe blog, and Tony writes, I was once the cause of someone's super embarrassing moment. This was before LinkedIn and back when Googling someone was still a new thing. I worked in customer service at a performing arts institution, and a trustee's assistant called me Kelly. I was so young and green, I never corrected her. Oh. I was Kelly for a year.
Oh, no.
I think that's so funny. I've done that before where I haven't corrected someone if it's like, but not somebody that I worked with for a year. Like, that's pretty crazy.
You would eventually correct them, right? You'd be like,
oh, yeah.
By the way.
That assistant and I talked on the phone often. We even met for drinks once. One day, she called the main line of the organization instead of my direct extension, asking for Kelly, me, and was told, there is no Kelly.
Oh, she
and
out.
She must have the wrong person. I overheard the receptionist having a long, frustrating conversation with her because this girl's, like, arguing with her. I've been friends with her for a year.
She's
I
like
know
my
it's
best.
Kelly. Like, we just went out for drinks the other night.
She,
it's Kelly.
I told her
name is Kelly. Like, are you kidding me?
Oh,
Kelly definitely works
no.
there. I'm positive.
Yep.
But then her boss called demanding to speak to Kelly and was very politely told there is, in fact, nobody with that name at our organization.
Okay, so she is still off to the side listening
yes.
to this poor receptionist
yes.
field these calls,
yes.
these insane calls.
Uh-huh. And she's just like,
she's just like typing away, like checking her email.
Because now the boss is like, have you been lying to me, bitch, for a year?
Yeah.
You're talking to Kelly, but there's no Kelly? Like, what?
Oh, no, that's right. She's probably going to get fired.
The assistant finally called my direct line,
there
the customer
is.
Service line, so there wasn't really a person associated with it. And there I was, Kelly. And I had to tell her my name was not Kelly, but Tony. She was mortified. We didn't speak much after that.
Well, it's her fault.
I know.
I mean,
for
if you're like, hey,
year,
it's Tony.
They're just
you didn't hear me
out.
Right the first time.
Yeah.
Can I tell you how many times someone has told me their name and I forget it immediately? They have to tell me it twice or
oh, I forget everyone's.
Times.
I never forget a face, but I forget
Same.
Names all the
Same.
Time. And sometimes I like black out on names when I get nervous. Like,
Same.
And I'm like, oh, my God. Like,
you're
people that I know.
Someone?
Like,
Ugh.
I'm, yeah.
Same.
So,
that
like,
is...
I get that. But, yeah, she should have corrected her at some point.
So, her name is Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And they've, like, gone out and,
yes.
and hung out. And so she just, okay.
Kelly, get this. I got to tell
yeah.
you my deepest, darkest secret.
Yeah, seriously.
And she's just like,
like, Kelly, you get me.
For
like,
a
no
year, she was
has.
Kelly. It's pretty funny.
That's really good.
I mean, she was like trying to not embarrass her by saying my name's wrong, but she embarrassed her so much worse by not correcting her ever and her finding out that way.
That her boss was like, oh, I, get out of here.
Get
I'm calling
Kelly
Kelly
on the
seriously,
phone.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Who is this catfish?
Who's this imaginary friend that you
yeah,
have?
Seriously. You are fired. Okay. My last story comes from Guess What Reddit and Lobo the Hobosexual. Right. Went on vacation with my friend and his family. We went to a restaurant and I ordered a steak. And I just made the dumbest mistake. When the waitress asked how I liked the steak, I meant to say rare, but instead I said raw.
Oh.
And the waitress, along with everyone else, looked confused. The waitress thinking there was a mistake.
She's like, I can't legally serve you that steak raw.
She's like, she just asked me again and I repeated raw. My friend laughed and asked if I was an animal or something. The waitress told me that they do rare, medium, or well done. And then I noticed my mistake.
Aww.
I could feel my face burning beet red. Even his older sister, who I had a crush on, just looked at me like she could tell how embarrassing that was. I wanted to crawl under the table and die. I think I got confused from watching Lord of the Rings a few days before and the scene of Gollum eating the fish and saying, Schmeagol likes it raw, came to my mind and just made me say raw.
That was a great impression.
Thank you.
You worked on that for, like, I can tell, like a full
I
week.
I said to myself, you're going to dive right in and you're not going to practice before. That was blind.
That was method acting right there.
Schmeagol likes it raw. And so he said, oh, that's how you order a steak. Based on the Lord of the Rings.
Based on Schmeagol.
Which to me makes the whole story just pop.
That was good.
Pop right out.
That's our show.
That's our show.
We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, you can email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listed in our show notes. And if you can't beat them, join them.
See you next week.